Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Johncast. My name is John, and I want to start by saying one thing. Cavemen did not have dreams. Here's what I mean by that. In ancient days, like I'm talking cavemen, you know, cave painting days, safety, personal safety, was the highest ambition a human being would have. Cavemen and women, they did not have time for dream jobs or weight loss goals. They were too busy trying to keep themselves alive. Now, skip ahead a few thousand years to when people start to form societies, and our ambitions, our goals changed. Now the goal was for your tribe or city, empire, or group to become more powerful than the other tribe or city or empire or group. Fast forward another couple thousand years, specifically to American history up until about maybe 20 years ago, and we had the American dream. You know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and achieve the best possible quality of life for you and your family. Make a lot of money, get a nice house in the suburbs, have 2.5 kids and a dog. And then fast forward to today, where especially for a lot of us in the United States, we don't really have to worry anymore about things like personal safety, like the cavemen. We don't necessarily, especially in the U.S., have to worry about national power or national security. Many of us don't really have to worry about family financial security, at least not on a day-to-day, minute-by-minute, life-threatening basis. And so this new sort of comfortable, modern 21st century life has given birth to a new narrative, specifically in the American church, that your life now needs to matter, that your life needs to accomplish big things, that you need to change the world, your life needs to count for something. Now that all of our needs have been met, and we no longer have to worry about our safety or anything like that, now we can actually begin to look outward and say, how can I contribute to the world and make it a better place? I mean, how many sermon clips do we see daily on Instagram from a very fashion-forward pastor telling us, you can change the world, Jesus changed the world, and he's calling you to change the world? I've probably uploaded some of those clips, so I'm making fun of myself a little bit here. And I want you to hear me. I'm not saying that that message of you, our lives should have an impact on the world around us and we should seek to make the world a better place. I'm not saying that's a bad or wrong message. But I do think that that message has left many of us asking a pretty difficult and another unhelpful question in terms of our calling. And the question it leaves us asking is, how can I accomplish big things? That's what we're left asking. And once again, I'll say it, this question in and of itself is not bad, but I do think that it is pretty unhelpful for a few reasons. One, I think this question of how can I accomplish big things sets us up with some pretty unrealistic expectations in our faith. It leads us to believe that if I am to follow Jesus, that means that I have to start the next megachurch or the next Tom Shoes or the next world-changing movement. And two, once again, as we're talking about in this series, this question is kind of unhelpful because it's not really one that is addressed in Scripture. Now, hear me, we definitely find stories of big things being accomplished in the Bible. The Bible is not short-handed when it comes to big miracles and big things happening. However, if you look at those stories like the Red Sea, the fiery furnace, Lazarus being raised from the dead, if you look at those stories, almost every time, God is the one who is doing the big things. And this doesn't mean that humans aren't involved at all. I'm not saying that. Most of the time, God is accomplishing these things through human beings. But, and this is the important thing to pay attention to, God is accomplishing those things through human beings. Specifically, He's accomplishing them through their small acts of obedience. And this is a pretty consistent theme of how God has chosen to work in the world. And Jesus talks about it in a parable in Matthew chapter 25. You may have heard of this parable as the parable of the bags of gold or the parable of the talents. And it's this story of a master who gives each of his servants a different monetary amount. And it's each according to their own ability, the story says. And the master goes away for a while. And when he returns, two of his servants have doubled their amount. And those servants are rewarded accordingly. But the third servant has done nothing with what they have been given. And that third servant is punished accordingly. A lot of you, if you've grown up in church, you may be familiar with this story. And if you read this story, you'll notice that those two servants who were faithful, they weren't celebrated because of how much they accomplished, or how big of a change or how big of a gain that they got on their master's money. That's not why they were celebrated. They were celebrated and they were blessed simply for being faithful with what they had been given. And time again in Scripture, we see stories of God accomplishing big things through his people who are obedient in small ways, to his people who are willing to be faithful with the little they've been given, to his people, through his people who are willing to say yes to a small, small invitation. And so perhaps a better question for us to ask, rather than how can I accomplish big things, maybe a better question for our walk and life of faith is how can I be obedient in small ways? Maybe a better question is, what are the bags of gold? What are the talents that God has entrusted to me? Maybe you're a teacher and you've been entrusted with 25 new students this year, and maybe you're teaching them on Zoom and you're not really sure how you're going to accomplish that. Your calling as a teacher is not necessarily to change the entire world. Your calling instead is to create a world in your classroom where students are loved and where students are developed. Maybe you're a small group leader. Your small group, those 7 to 10 people, you might not change the world, but by obediently serving that group of people week after week, God might just use that small group to change their lives. For me, I used to think that being on YouTube or having a podcast meant I had to continue to grow my numbers. It meant that I had to continue to produce these massive viral hit videos that were going to change the world and that were going to be seen by millions and millions of people. And I want you to know, if that happens, great. But what I have become way, way more interested in is serving the couple thousand people who show up to every single video and who are really utilizing the resource that I think my YouTube videos or this podcast is to help grow in their faith. I'm way more interested in being obedient in those small ways, showing up in your feed week after week after week, and believing that through these small 10-minute podcasts, that through these small 7-minute sermons, that God might accomplish something big, a big transformation in your life. And so today, I want to encourage you to ask yourself that simple question. To simply pray, God, how can I be obedient in small ways? And then trust that God, in his mighty power, might just take your small obedience and do something big and maybe even world-shaking with it. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Johncast. If you enjoyed it, if you enjoy this podcast at all, please consider leaving a review. And also consider becoming one of our supporters on Patreon. Patreon is a really cool platform that allows you to give as little as $1 a month to help support the creators that you love. Maybe that includes me. And so for as little as just $1 a month, you can also do $5, $10, whatever you want to do, you can help support this podcast and make sure that it continues to be produced. So you can check out the link to support our Patreon in the description of this episode. That is all I have for you today. I'll see you all next week right here on the Johncast. I love you all. Keep being awesome.